Lions head coach Dan Campbell story in a while. Beyond football.
Right.
You know,
that got his first one of the year.
He did.
Or his career.
Story.
Of his career.
But his persona, I guess. Further entrenched into legendary status as the Lions are preparing to play at Denver this coming weekend.
Yes.
And a quarterback for the Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater, telling a Dan Campbell story. When Teddy and Dan were together with the Saints.
Yep.
Yeah, because before Dan was here, he was with the team as the assistant head coach and tight ends coach. You know, as much as we've enjoyed some of these Dan Campbell stories and his news conferences and some of the things he said, you know, probably the most favorite was when he was first talking at his news conference, kneecapping the opponents and things like that.
Oh, yeah, very.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater loves Dan Campbell, and this is his quote. Dan, he's awesome. His energy is contagious. I'm pretty sure those players in Detroit love playing for him. I was able to spend 2 years with him in New Orleans. And the things that he was able to do with those tight ends in that room, whenever he stood in front of that team and talked, you were just ready to storm out of that meeting and punch a guy in the face for no reason at all.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's good.
Teddy Bridgewater, yeah. Quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
So if Teddy gets sacked this Sunday and one of our guys...
Let's hope not.
He'll know why.
Throws a waymaker at him. Sorry, Dan Campbell inspired me too, Teddy. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Punch a guy in the face for no reason at all.
I will say this, other than a couple bad performances, for the most part, I mean, the Lions have been competitive. They've been in many games.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta give them credit for that.
Until the last play.
Yeah, usually until the last play. Well,
how many of those games has the team we've had?
Yeah.
It's you know, Dan's had his share of coaching questions.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
but he stood up.
Of course. And first year.
And, you don't want to make excuses because all teams have to deal with injuries, but the Lions have certainly had their share with some of the skilled players.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens this Sunday at Denver.
Let's hope everybody gets better.
Yeah, that's apparently true,
half too. The team has the flu
The flu now is the problem, yeah. It's not a COVID, it's a flu.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Well, it takes time. He'll make gradual improvement. Look, he finally got a kicker.
Well, yeah.
It took a while.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, one game does not a career make for Riley Patterson.
Right.
But.
Yeah. No.
Hey, it was a big improvement over some of the people that we'd seen before that.
Ryan Santoso?
So, yeah.
Santoso. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Already forgotten.
Right.
Not quick enough.